Hey guys, my name is Noah. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and people pleasing. And this week, anxiety over a talk I'm working on for later this week. Hey guys. So have you ever had this feeling like you're forgetting something? It's an awful feeling, right? All weekend long, we actually didn't have a crazy busy weekend. You know, we had a couple things on Saturday and yada yada, but I just had this sense of like, what is gonna happen? Like something, I'm gonna get an email or somebody's gonna call me or Monday's gonna come around. And I just had this feeling gnawing at me. And so I got up in the morning on Sunday morning and just said, I want to spend some time with Jesus, right? So I sit down at my table, I get my journal out, I start writing, like, these are the things that are on my mind. These are the things that I'm afraid of or that I'm anxious about. Lord, like, what is there something else? Like, what is it, Lord? What is it? And as I'm writing, my little girl, 3 years old, comes in, and she's never the first one awake, right? Usually it's my son. My son wakes up, and he's like, boom, Dad, breakfast. Can I watch a show? Let's play. I want to do this. And my daughter kind of, she wakes up, and she's real, you know, wants to lay in bed a little bit longer and all that. But she comes in as I'm journaling, and she says, Daddy, I want to sit in your lap. And so I pick her up, scoop her up in my arms as I'm doing this number, trying to write like this. And if I'm really honest, that's what I wanted, right? And that's what I still want right now, is that I just want to crawl into my daddy's lap, you know? I just want to say, Daddy, can I sit up with you? Can I put my head on your shoulder? Can I just rest with you? And will you remind me of that you got this thing under control, that you haven't made any mistakes, that you're good, that you're strong, that you love me? Can I just be with you and feel the strength in your arms for a second as I'm reminded of who exactly you are? And I don't know where you guys are at. I don't know exactly what brought you into Regen tonight. But my guess is there's some anxiety, some fear, something that you're hanging on to, right? Am I going to lose my job over this? Am I going to lose my kids? How's this thing going to turn out? This is really frustrating, right? And as we feel that pit in our stomach, we reach out for porn, for alcohol, for something that we can control to prove it to ourselves, to make that feeling go away. And if we're really honest, what we really want to do is we just want to crawl up in our daddy's lap and sit with him. I used to believe that God loved me, but he was kind of like, you know how you love that uncle or that aunt that you see once a year? 3 hours is good, and hey, I'll see you in May or June. I'm fine, actually, right? And I used to think that God was like that. But I want to read you this. These are words from the prophet Zephaniah. This is in the Old Testament. He's talking, this is God. He's talking to his chosen people, the Israelites. And he's saying, hey, bad things are coming. Judgment is coming because you have rejected me. I'm going to use that judgment to purge the idolatry and the rebellion from your hearts. And then after a while, I'm going to gather you up in my arms. And he says this, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. See, this isn't like he's tolerating you, right? Okay, come on, I guess. No, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He's going to scoop you up. He's going to hold you so close. You're going to know his strength and his power, that all of that anxiety and all those gears that won't stop spinning will be calmed as you're reminded he's in control. He hasn't made any mistakes here. And I love this, guys, this last line. He says, he will exult over you with loud singing. Exult's not a word we use very much anymore, but it just means he's going to celebrate. It is a loud celebration of victory as God, the mighty warrior king, comes to claim his prize, his victory. And he sings over us with a loud song. This isn't like, little church mouse, right? Yay, No, this is, yes, I did it. I saved you. I love you. That's your God. That's your King. And he's inviting you. Come crawl up in my lap. I love you. Let me sing over you with gladness. Let me quiet you with my love.